Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Angela Brock, the founding partner and CEO of Grow 52, an applied biotech company advancing the science of producing specialty cannabinoids to meet the growing demand for premium quality sociality cannabinoids that set the highest standards for efficacy and improved quality of life products for consumers everywhere. And Angela, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Hey, my pleasure, and looking forward to learning more about Grow 52. So first of all, and a great place to start, what is Grow 52? How is it formed, and what are your main goals?
Okay, thank you for that question, Eric. Grow 52 was started 3 years ago. We have been actively operating for 3 years. We are in the energy technology space, actually, but we are recognized for our product, which is the only USDA certified organic CBG out there in the hemp space. We are a wholesaler to fulfillment operations and distributors who add our ingredient into their products and put them basically into the health and wellness sector, of the hemp industry.
And Angela, taking that even further, what are the main research projects Grow 52 is undertaking at this time?
Well, we are working in partnership with the Commonwealth Center for Advanced Manufacturing to stand up the what we call the Ag Factory of the Future down in Waverly, Virginia. We are looking at the optimization of plant growth for food and primarily hemp for our space, and how we can secure and develop and optimize a pathway whereby, as our name states, we can grow multiple harvests a year. Grow 52 implies, from our first beta test, actually we proofed it out, that given the right circumstances, we can grow either fruits, vegetables, food, but in our case, hemp, 52 weeks of the year, harvested all the time. And what good is that? That eliminates the seasonality of an agricultural grow season. It reduces the risk of harvest damage and increases the yields of all of the crops, whatever they may be, that are grown. And in the current state of food insecurity, that goes a long way to advancing agricultural development.
Yeah, for sure on that. And as we know, in the space, it is a challenge in a big way. How does today's policies help or even hinder the research that you are doing right now?
Well, that's another very good question. Yes, for certain, it's a brutal industry right at the moment between cannabis and hemp and the many other more important topics, if you will, that pass our desk and our minds every day. But the real reason that we feel the impact of the regulatory environment is probably the most important and impactful one. The lack of FDA guidance means, as we all know, there's a federal level of perspective about Schedule I drugs, which cannabis and hemp continue to fall underneath. And then you have multiple states attempting to adjust those regulatory environments to what is best for each of the states and for consumers. Our number one challenge is working underneath those the vagaries of federal and state FDA guidelines. We do see, Eric, that the new decriminalization regulatory perspective is very helpful, but primarily as a prison reform and a social justice statement, which we are all behind, but that doesn't actually move forward the industry itself.
I certainly appreciate your feedback and input there. That is most helpful. And today we're speaking with Angela Brock, the founding partner and CEO of Grow52, an applied biotech company advancing the science of producing specialty cannabinoids here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, I've been told that you have a belief that hemp has more qualities than other variations of cannabis. Why is that? Touch on that if you would.
Well, I can certainly say that our CBG does. CBD, CBG, other what we consider specialty cannabinoids, they're considered minor cannabinoids to the front name of THC in cannabis. And they have more medicinal properties when they are isolated out, as most everyone is generally familiar with CBD. CBG is a more concentrated, higher quality version, if you will. It comes from the bottom of the plant, the first part of the plant. It's considered the mother part of the cannabis plant before THC and other properties develop into the plant. These particular properties are so medicinal. They're mainly anti-inflammatory. CBD is also anti-inflammatory, but they act differently. CBD is more of a holistic, all-over analgesic response, and CBG is more targeted pain relief. It's stronger, it's more effective, and it is just highly efficient in reducing pain, reducing inflammation, raising mood, increasing mental focus, and it is psychoactive. So there isn't any THC in our CBG, and that allows people who are uncomfortable with feeling like they're getting high, or more importantly, it provides relief to individuals who have to take drug tests, pilots, transportation industry professionals, people who work at Amazon. If you have to be in a position where you are drug tested, but you need pain relief, CBG is a natural way to get that relief.
Also, Angela, how does Grow52 differentiate itself from other cannabis companies in the space?
Well, as we mentioned, we are USDA certified organic. That goes a long way right there. We are clean from seed to sale all the way through. Our seeds are special cultivar out of Spain. Our growers are USDA certified organic out of Virginia. Our processor is USDA certified organic out of Virginia. We fulfill through USDA certified organic processors and fulfillment centers. And so straight out to the consumer, we are clean and sustainable. So that is where we have differentiated ourselves. We are highly regarded in the Southeast region where hemp is in our space for sure, for being highly collaborative with all of our vertical partners, if you will, our farmers, our shippers, our processors, our fulfillment agents. We're highly professional. We are business oriented. We do what we say we're going to do, and we are recognized for that. So I believe our differentiation is truly in our collaborative, team-oriented perspective of the industry, and also in the level of professionalism that we bring to the space.
Angela, again, we thank you for your time and joining us on behalf of Grow52 and all the information and insight shared here today. As we conclude, any other thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, or anything else you'd like to make us aware of as we do wrap things up today?
Well, certainly I'd like to say thank you very much for hosting this podcast. I appreciate it. And certainly Grow52 would love to be back on if you get responses or questions that I can answer in more detail. But I want to leave you with the one statement, to please go and visit our website, grow52.com, and look for us on LinkedIn. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and we look forward to expanding our brand out there in the hemp space. We seek to impact that traditional ag space. So any of you, the audience that is interested in that, we are here, we are open, we're collaborative, and I appreciate the time to let everyone know about us. Thank you, Eric.
Hey, you're certainly more than welcome. And again, listeners, it is grow52.com, grow52.com. Angela, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Angela Brock, the founding partner and CEO of Grow52, an applied biotech company advancing the science of producing specialty cannabinoids to meet the growing demand for premium quality sociality cannabinoids that set the highest standards for efficacy and improved quality of life products for consumers everywhere. And again, for more information, visit grow52.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.